How to get from the idea to implementation, how to finance yourself, how to pitch your project. To provide answers to these questions so prevalent among young cultural entrepreneurs in Europe, we are here today at Les Gaîtés-Lyriques in Paris for the event Behind the Scene. This event is organized by participants of Culture Backstage, the project that takes part in the European program Creative Network for Culture. My guests are Robin Holmes, founder of Creature, and Laura Jude, head of Creature School, the initiators of this challenging project which gathers together 5 European organizations. Welcome to Behind the Scene, the event for young European cultural entrepreneurs.
Culture Backstage. Behind the Scene.
Super naive and totally not knowing what I was going to
do. It doesn't work right away, you still have it in your brain. And that's the most important thing.
These fucking black chicks have for perhaps decades known what they're fucking.
To you both, Laura, Robin, thank you for doing this interview today. First of all, can you tell me where we are and why we are here today?
We're at the Gaîtés-Lyriques, and actually this is a great opportunity for us to thank La Gaîtés-Lyriques on behalf of the whole Creature team for hosting this event Behind the Scenes. It's a great opportunity to give visibility to cultural entrepreneurship and to the young people who are involved in the Creative Network for Culture program, and more specifically the Culture Backstage program. And that's why we're here. We want to support these projects. We want to foster the cause of cultural entrepreneurship in France and throughout Europe. And we also are here to look at better tools to equip cultural entrepreneurs to make their projects happen.
And we are also here to celebrate the fourth week of the training program, Culture Backstage. So we already went to Torino, Berlin, really? And Warsaw.
Really?
Yeah, and so now the second event we are organizing for Culture Backstage. So this is a great opportunity also to just show what we do and to show the videos that the Culture Backstagers, we call them Backstagers, did. So they just did a lot of interviews showing different skills entrepreneurs have to acquire to be as good as they deserve. So basically, yeah, we are doing that today.
That sounds amazing. And I would love to hear lately more about this extremely nice project. I'll ask you a few questions about Creature. I'm interested in this organization long time ago. So Creature was founded 2014, and it's an organization that allies entrepreneurship to culture, helping young entrepreneurs to develop their project, right? So are the challenges that made you take the decision to build this structure? What are the needs and the flaws, lacks that you have identified that made you want to create this structure in Paris, Robin, as a founder? Could you please?
Thanks for this opportunity to explain what Creature is all about. The original environment that we identified before and while creating Creature is a very lively and bustling underground scene, very lively, alternative and emerging cultural and artistic scene. And that's really where the best resources of creativity and of innovation can be found. At the same time, because of the nature of the emerging and alternative scenes, it's a sector that very often lacks structure. So that was really our primary goal by creating Creature is generating an environment that can bring these people together and foster their creativity by structuring it, but also structuring their activities without dampening, without putting a damper on all of those initiatives that are great, but that are often very weak because of that lack of structuring. We also believe that solidarity between cultural actors is key in reinforcing the sector, because we're all faced with a very uncertain economic environment. And the truth of the matter is that there's not much money that's flowing towards cultural initiatives, be it from governments or private institutions. So compensating the lack of funding by greater solidarity and by creating synergies was a major major goal in the creation of Creature.
Which means you are helping them to find the financing for the projects. What do you mean by the solidarity and the synergy?
Well, Creature is in a position of solidarity with these cultural entrepreneurs insofar as, yeah, we do a lot of work in helping them find funding. We do a lot of work in monitoring funding opportunities, and so do our partners, like On the Move in Belgium, for example. And they share information with us. We then broadcast this to our community, and this is just one example of collaboration between structures to support emerging cultural actors. And we also, of course, look for our own funding and develop commercial projects that can help us channel funding towards, and not just funding, but also resources and time towards.
And network, I imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Well, it leads us to my next question. What you said right now, what Robin just said right now about the collaboration and solidarity between structures. How about the state of play of culture entrepreneurship in Europe? How is different launching your project in Poland and launching your project in France, for example? And how does this network, these structures, work between each other? They collaborate?
I guess Laura has a lot to say about this because she's been working very closely with our European partners on the issue. If I can just chip in one contribution on the topic, it's interesting you mentioned Poland first, because actually it's a very political question. Right now, being an emerging cultural actor in Poland is a nightmare. An example we had was just after the week of training we had in Poland, where we were working with the Contemporary Arts Center on one of our day's outings. We were informed that the funding for their annual festival, their biannual festival, was cut in half from one day to the next with no previous warning, just 3 months before the program was to be launched.
Are we talking about state funding here?
State funding. Yeah. And so, and that's just one of so many examples that we've heard from Poland, where since the ultra-conservative government's been in place, culture has basically been under attack. So that's one reality that hopefully won't last forever, but that's related to the cultural, to the political context. It's not at all the same in France, although the politics of the current French government does have an impact on how culture is produced, and it's forcing us to modify the way we do things, but at least we don't feel that there's spanners being put in the works for us.
Hi, my name is Natalia, I'm 29 and I'm from Poland, based in Warsaw. During Culture Backstage, I'm developing a project that is dedicated to accessibility in art and culture. I'm working with blind and visually impaired people, and in a way I'm a mediator between community of blind people and the modern visual arts. The main obstacle and difficulty that we are facing in our everyday struggles is the financial part. Like, I think that every young organization is facing this, you know. We were just created 5 months ago, and the community of people working in culture, they don't know us, they don't know about the things we are doing. We are basically, our foundation is applying for many, many grants, both on European level and the national level. And till now we were not able to gain any money support, but still I believe that it will happen very soon.
What we also gathered from the call for applicants in the culture backstage program is that specific themes or specific issues are more or less acute and visible depending on the country or the region.
Could you give us an example?
Yeah, in Germany, lots of the applications came from the scene focused on LGBTQ issues.
Right.
Clearly there's a need in Germany right now for the cultural scene to appropriate those issues and also to serve as a vehicle for putting them forward and for advocacy. Okay. On those issues. Those are maybe just two examples.
That's very interesting.
And more generally, I think that in Germany, the projects are really more political than in France. Yeah, they just want to talk about LGBTQ, right? But also environment.
And democracy issues.
And democracy issues. Mm. And they speak a lot more about capitalism also. It's kind of a...
Good, but I'd like to see this contrast. For example, what was the France that highlighted in their projects?
Well, the French?
Yeah.
I guess the French were a better reflection of what's been labeled as the startup nation.
Okay.
Interestingly, even some of the projects who were not directly related to digital platforms or things like that, mm-hmm. felt there was a need for them to pitch themselves. And the question of image, even before integrating the program, seemed to be important, at least in some of the many of the applications that we received. I would also say that the theater and performing arts,
yes.
in France were quite numerous in applying the angle of the festival, seeking to create mm-hmm. festivals, was something mm-hmm. that was very present from the French applicants as well as the Italians, so maybe there's a Latin influence there. But I guess overall what I would say is the French were focused on creating platforms, networks and structures, whereas German or Polish applicants were more focused on bringing to the fore ideas and contents.
Right.
So providing framework on the one hand for ideas to blossom, and on the other hand, having ideas, wanting to push ideas, but seeking avenues and not necessarily having any structure in how these ideas were going to mm-hmm. be put forward.
Which I guess is quite nice because the both parts are balancing each other. It's not like we think here one's negative or positive. They both should exist and they both should sort of have some sort of synergy.
Yeah, and the idea of the network was precisely to hopefully have synergies and points of connection. And we are very glad to see that very spontaneously, beyond the training courses that we've had, we have various backstages who've already started concretely working on projects together. And Laura could give you an example or two about that.
Yeah, of course. For example, just before the European election, there is one backstager, called Maya. She's from Germany. She's Polish. And she had this project called European Union of Satirical Parties. So this project consists of organizing an exhibition during the European Parliament and during the election, that will highlight the best jokes and street actions of satirical anarchists parties from Belgium, Germany, Poland, Russia, and the UK. So it's for one weekend. And, well, there's a dancer, and she has a dance project, and her name is Beatrix. And she's now a big part of the project. So she will go to Brussels with Maya, and they will organize this event together. So that's a perfect example of a synergy between two backstagers. So
could you tell to our listeners where they can find information about these performances?
Yeah, of course. Well, they can find everything on our Facebook page called Culture Backstage.
Yes.
Everything is, yeah.
That's perfect. But I will tell you later how to connect to those pages to know more information.
Hi, I'm Kim from Belgium. I'm 26 years old. I'm part of the Culture Backstage project, organized in part by a creator in Paris. I'm basically a scenographer, so I work in the museum field. Since last year, I'm coordinator of a participative exhibition project planned in different museums with the association I work for, which is Art République. And besides, I have a personal project that I try to develop here inside. And it's basically the main objective of changing the roots mission of the museums, because actually, maybe you know, the definition of the museums is about to change this year to respond better to the social roles of the museums in society today, which is very important because to respond to the global crisis which we are facing, the museums are obviously having a big role in that. So I won't develop here details, but the main thing is that we need to change the structure of thinking exhibitions to be able to transmit a very strong and valuable message inside of exhibitions. And the big challenges the cultural field is facing nowadays is, well, maybe I speak about the museum sector, is that everything is very slow. We are lacking of time. And it's difficult to be balancing between being efficient and being in the rush. Yeah, find that balance is for me the most challenging part of working in the culture field.
Let's move forward and go to the next question I had for Laura specifically. What did you notice that made you want to create an entire project on the European scale? And how did you make it come true?
Well, first, I think that Creature always wanted to be international. For example, Robin is English and he worked a lot on the East Europe also. I came from a professional background in Latin America and I worked a lot also in the international scale. So it was kind of natural to change our scale and just experiment some international projects. So specifically for the Creative Network for Culture, we worked a lot with the five other partners we have. So we have two partners in Berlin, Public Art Lab and the Eimataffen Theater. We have Scuola Olden in Italy, we have George in Poland, and we have On the Move in Belgium. So with those partners, we really thought of why do we want to do a European scale project? So we were already talking about the political issues some countries face and some that some artists can face also. So it was kind of like, okay, let's give a chance and give opportunities in the international level, just to be sure that we can maybe have some equality, you know, between entrepreneurs. And also we just identified a really growing demand in the field of entrepreneurship. And what we wanted to do is also create a common goal, which was determining practical, effective, and lean solutions to better empower entrepreneurs in the field of culture. And Obviously, in an internationally, it's a lot more relevant because we can gather all skills and all opportunities, you know, and we have a lot more opportunities in France or Germany than in Poland or Italy. So, it was kind of
a perfect occasion.
Yeah. And also the work and experience of the six partners of this project has revealed that today the path for successful cultural entrepreneurs has three main holders, you know, like difficulty to source reliable information or information overload. Also isolation, this is really a problem for entrepreneurs nowadays, and unadapted training opportunities. So that's what brought us to do this project.
Yeah. What do you mean by isolation? Can you precise?
Well, generally we can see, but we can see this also in France and with Creature Activity in the accelerator, the school we have. that the entrepreneurs generally just work alone, so that the first problem, they can't share their ideas. That's also really, really a big problem, because they can't just confront with reality sometimes. And by feeling isolated, they're not really effective. So, well, it's just basic idea of doing a work and work together and create a community and collaborate, of course.
Hello, my name is Irene and I'm from Italy. I'm a part of the Culture Backstage program, and I got selected with a project that I'm working on that deals with cultural heritage and theater production. So basically, I was living in Torino, which is a very nice, it's a very nice city in Italy, but during the 19th century, it became a very industrial city, which meant that all the cultural heritage sites, like castles and churches, they got completely englobated into this sprawling periphery. So you have gems of art history that are completely forgotten. And therefore, I thought, why not use theater to revivify these places? So I am just looking into making a call for local theater companies and ask each year to the winning company to create a theater production that tells the story of this place and also to do in the place. So the stage would be out, in, or next to the historical place that I want to revivify, and it's just an idea of bringing the theater to the city and the people from the center of the city to the periphery. That's it in a nutshell. And I guess the most exciting thing about a project for me is just like realizing that there are a lot of people out there that are interested. If you are really passionate, you're gonna find a lot of great people, I think.
I remind our listeners that we are right now in Gaîté Lyrique, in the cultural institution in Paris, during the event organized by Culture Backstage program, Behind the Scene. I'd like to ask you, Laura, what is the behind the scene of this event? What stands behind this event? The Creative Network for Culture. Could you please tell us more about this program, which is been organized by European Union?
Yes, of course. So let's first talk about the Creative Network for Culture, which is the big program, the big project we have. So it's kind of an ambitious project. Because what we want to do and what we would like to develop in the next years is a big map of the European opportunities for entrepreneurs. So what we try to do and what we just initiated with the Creative Network for Culture and the Culture Backstage program, which is the training program of the Creative Network for Culture, is research. We just began with research in the entrepreneurship landscape in Europe. So what we asked to all the backstagers is to find and to just give us all the opportunities that are now in the. I don't know, for example, in Italy or Poland or Germany, but for example, also in Spain. What we want to do is just to gather all the information and create kind of a platform. And in this platform, we will have a map. And in this map, all entrepreneurs will be able to just find the perfect opportunity to train himself, you know. For example, what we do with Culture Backstage, you know, it can be like Culture Backstage 2, 3, 4, and with also East Europe countries, it could be anything. And this is kind of what we want to do with the Creative Network for Culture. And what we do now with Culture Backstage is the first training program. So it's a one-year program, 5 weeks of training, and we begin with Torino, with how to formalize your idea, after that, we went to Berlin to talk about From Idea to Implementation. Warsaw was about financing your project. And now we are in Paris and we talk about how to pitch a project. And that's why in behind the scene, you'll find some backstagers talking about their project. It was kind of an exercise we asked them to do, you know, as yes. a kind of a final exercise, just after the week. And we'll soon be able to be in Brussels for the last week and the third event also to talk about communication strategies. So that's concretely what we do. And we have kind of a presential training program, but also we have a blog. And in this blog, it's private for the moment. All backstagers just wrote about their project and the work in progress. And everyone is able to make a comment. And of course, we ask feedbacks from the partners. And that's a way to continue the training program between the different weeks of Culture Backstage. That's kind of a, yeah. I don't know, Robin, if you want to add something.
Oh, well, that's very, very complete. And Laura is definitely the expert on our European projects anyway. Yeah.
Thank you, Laura. That was really detailed and clear. Just to remind our listeners, Laura talked about the program Culture Backstage, which has been developed in frames of the Creative Network for Culture.
And it's important to mention from my standpoint that this is all supported by the Erasmus Plus grant from the European
yes,
Union.
Yes, exactly. That's what we didn't mention yet, mm-hmm. which is probably the base of the whole project and the program. Thank you, Robin, for precising that.
My name is Zoe. I'm 26 years old. I'm from France, Biarritz, France, and I'm part of the Culture Backstage program. I manage an association in Biarritz, which is an old greenhouse that's been rehabilitated into 18 different artist studios. So we host permanent artist studios and an exhibition space. And my job in this association is to do the programming of all the events, all the exhibitions. So I curate them, I conceptualize them, and I produce them. So the tip that I would give to someone who wants to start a cultural project is not to put any limits to yourself. Dream about your project as big and as wide and as big as possible. Don't put yourself any limits in the thought or imagination process of what the project should be. Anything is possible. So as long as your mind is capable of imagining it, it's possible to make it a reality. So don't put yourself any limits at the beginning. The journey will be long, but if you start with a big enough project, the end results will be great.
So let's continue. My next and I guess the last question will be, what is at stake with a program like this? What does it show about culture in general? Could you tell us, Robin?
Well, many, many stakes, of course. Stakes are high. The cultural sector in general, the creative and cultural industries just in France represents 7 times the GDP of the automotive production industry. So the stakes are high, economically speaking, but more fundamentally for us, the stakes are high in human terms for our societies today in Europe. And that's the reason why we wanted to put forward the notion of solidarity in this program. I remember in discussions with Laura since the inception of the project, when we were writing the application for the European funding, our preoccupation was finding ways of bringing the creative community together to reinforce each other from every standpoint, morally, financially, and organizationally speaking. Because we, in the cultural field, we must play an active role in fostering Europe as an open society. It's very challenging to see the xenophobia that we're witnessing in many European countries today. It's very preoccupying to see the political dimension of Europe being questioned by various forces within our continent. It's heart-wrenching to learn day after day and week after week of boats of immigrants that are capsizing and thousands of deaths occurring. All of that because of a difficulty for our leaders to sell the idea of an open Europe. And we feel that in these fields, as well as on the environmental front, with female empowerment and many, many other issues, if the cultural sector can play its role, then it can actively contribute to implementing positive change. So that's the fundamental reason why we believe it's important for this event to take place and for cultural actors to come together with this awareness in common.
Thank you very much, Robin, for this. At the same time, very inspiring, but also very probably sad image of what's going on in the world today, but with the great hope that culture and the projects like Culture Backstage will really play a big role in these changes and the positive changes, as you say.
Well, we certainly hope so. And our part is tiny, but it's the collection of these parts that's going to be important.
Of course.
Yeah. And the most important thing, I think, that at the end of the program, we'll find out that all backstagers became friends, that's for sure, but they just created a big community of really huge talents, and I'm really sure that they will bring something new to the European art landscape, you know, so let's stay tuned.
Yeah, and since day one, it's been so beautiful to see that on a human level, these young, powerful people have connected, and the friendships that are emerging are what's most precious, I think.
Thank you very much for summarizing this project and your activities, which are really inspiring.
What you can do if you're interested, you can just look at our Creature page, Culture Backstage, and you'll find the YouTube channel we have with all the videos, interviews, and of course you'll find all the programs and photos, and you can find my email also if you want to apply for the next Culture Backstage.
Thank you, Laura. We will also share this information on our Facebook page and our website. I'd like to finish this podcast with the words of former Danish Minister of Culture, Uffe Albeck. We need new ideas, we need new ways of doing things, and we need a whole new way of approaching each other with much more empathy and understanding. This means that the rest of society really needs to focus on the world of art and culture as a vital source for not only solutions, but also ways of finding solutions, and a whole new concept of what a valuable life really means. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening, and see you in Brussels.